Yeah, I feel good. I've lost like tons of weight, as you can see. It's funny because I look at other videos of myself or other pictures, and I just see so much fatness. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Sugar Crave Show. I am back. Took a summer break off. Needed to recoup. Needed to lose weight. I'm training for a half marathon, which is so exciting for me because I've never done this. I've never run long distance before. Never have really tried. Most of the time, the longest run I ever did was like 2 miles. And I was like huffing and puffing. I was just fucking gassed out. But this has given me such a motivation. I've been focusing more on my craft rather than figuring out like what direction do I want to go for myself. Like it's weird. It's weird when you start changing bad habits to good habits. But yeah, I feel good. I've lost like tons of weight, as you can see. It's funny because I look at other videos of myself or other pictures, and I just see so much fatness. No, but just like, you know, it's incredible to see yourself through your transitions of, you know, the good and bad too. Like when I'm just looking at myself when during like COVID begins, I was just like super, super depressed. And now kind of where I'm at is more focus, you know. Still you deal with demons all the time, right? You're always going to deal with those, but it's the way that you handle it and how you're going to, you know, figure out or, you know, to deal with those, to find solutions in that. And that's my motivation speech of today. No, but in all seriousness, it's just like, it's really, really difficult at a lot of moments when you start kind of looking at other things, like you're not really focusing on yourself because you just have other shit in your mind. And so that's what I did this summer. I really just kind of, as you can see, I wasn't doing any social media. I was posting a little bit on my stories. And at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the summer off. I'm going to recoup. I'm going to try to figure out what I want to do career-wise or myself too. And that's why I picked this marathon. I was like, fuck it. You know, it's a half marathon. So actually, it's half marathon plus 5K. So it's roughly like 16 miles. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I've always wanted to run long distance before. And finally, I'm getting that opportunity. And just like, and it's in a good cause too. It's the Pasadena half marathon plus 5K. And I feel good. I just feel a lot more focus. And this summer I got, you know, a time to kind of, you know, go to the beach with, you know, Corinne and babe, and just kind of relax, you know. Got to run to the beach like nearly every couple times a week I would run to the beach. And luckily I don't live far, but it's still a run, like, you know. But it was great. It was like that first, I'll tell you what, that first, like, I want to say 2 to 3 miles, it was rough. It was really, really rough. My knees were fucking hurting. And just my mind too. I was thinking, maybe I can't run that fast, you know, or that distance. And so, but I just kept pushing. Every week I would just get, you know, either match the last run or gain another mile, gain another half mile. And it was just like, it was fucking fantastic. Just, a couple weeks ago, I actually hit that, you know, that mark of that half K plus, oh, half marathon plus the 5K. And it felt good. I was like, man, it wasn't that bad. I was like really, really kind of like planning out, because you got to do some training. You can't really just fucking go out and willy-nilly run like half marathon. You'll fucking gas out. You'll fucking die dehydration. You know, I don't know. It just mentally, it's grueling. So But when I did it, it felt good. And it was just like, it was just fucking fantastic. And so that just kind of lingered on. That just continued on. And I was like, you know what? I could do a lot more. So I went back into old sessions and listened to some music that, you know, I normally don't listen to, or just getting back into listening to music. Before, I was just in a podcast just fucking binge. And so I wasn't listening to nearly any new music. I was just listening to what I was on my liked for like the past, you know, 4 months. And finally I just kind of got in the crate and just kind of going on Spotify or SoundCloud and just checked out like some cool ass fucking beats. And it was great. It was fucking, that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes you have to take breaks. You can't, even the best take some type of a break, right? You know, unless you're crazy, unless you're just fucking nuts and you're just like, go, 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 which is fucking fantastic. But sooner or later, you will gas out. You will either injure yourself or, you know, physically or mentally gas out. So that summer break was just fucking great. I got to enjoy it. I was working on my garden, doing some sound design projects, you know, still working on the side with music with other artists, but not as heavy as I was before. Before I was just like, oh, I gotta finish this project. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And this summer I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna take some time for myself. Try to recruit, try to take care of myself, you know, mentally and physically. And so, you know, I got most of the physical. I haven't got the mental, to be truthful, but I'm still working on that. And it honestly, it really, that being physically, you know, in shape or physically, you know, physically fit, physically, you know, proud of yourself, it helps a lot with your mental. And so, and it keeps you disciplined too. So when every day I would just go running, I'll go running and go. And I build a habit. I built like, you know, a routine. I felt like before it's like, it was a chore. Now it's like, I need to just to do it. I need to, you know, as you know, part of my routine. And so that later transitioned to doing other side projects, you know, getting back into podcasting, digging up new old tracks and trying to revamp it, you know, old remixes and try to revamp it, or just looking out for new music, new artists, new everything, because you're a new self, right? You're improving every day, and you kind of like acknowledge, like, oh, hey, I did this. Hey, you know, even it's a little thing, right? Like, even like, hey, I remember to make your bed, right? A lot of people in the military, that's a requirement, right? That once you build a habit, right? So like they enforce people to make their bed in the morning, right? Because it builds a routine, which is great. I think people should have routines. Even if you're like, it's harder when you're creative, right? Because your mind's everywhere. You're fucking looking at the sky, looking, hearing sounds, and just like, you're just distracted. You're on ADHD plus 1,000. But if you can develop a routine around it, right? I think it just helps so much, and it's helped me. I feel it. I feel way more energy than before. Cause like when I was out of my routine, or even now, like shit happens, right? When you're out of your routine, I do kind of panic a little bit and just like, oh fuck, I gotta do that. But now it's like, okay, I can still do that. I just gotta push it further back, right? Or later on, or I could push it to tomorrow, right? Certain things like, but it kind of builds some discipline. Even like, for instance, like let's say with like music, right? You build that routine of, you know, creating new tracks and working with new people. That routine will help so much, because, you know, we all have that. We have our friends, our family. They're like, hey, let's do this tonight. Let's, oh, you want to go this or this weekend? And you're like, no, I actually got to, I got to make music, or I got to work. I have a session, or, you know, I got a project that I'm working on. And so that helps so much, because then you're focused on more on the, what you really want to do. Right. And, you know, I get it. You do take breaks. You want to go hang out. Like, I love going out to dinner with Corrine. Corrine and I just have a great time at dinner. We just fucking, we do like a Gordon Ramsay kind of like critique on every meal. She's great, has a great taste of food. Like me, I eat everything. And, you know, before I met her, I was just like garbage. I would just fucking eat Jack in the Box, fucking, you know, Little Caesar's pizza. I didn't give a fuck. But when I met her, she just opened my eyes with different types of food. But like, off of that, it's fine, because you enjoy that, and you got to be okay with it too. Because sometimes before, I would be like, I would get angry. I'd be like, oh, you know, I went out to dinner and I was supposed to bend on stuff. It's okay to say no too. If your loved one understands that, you'd be like, hey, I got stuff to do. They'd be like, okay, you know, fine, you know. And she's really great about that too. When I'm like, hey, I actually got to do some projects and stuff like that, and she's like, yeah, cool, whatever, you know, I'll go out to dinner with someone else. And so it's learning, and that's another thing of like mental exercise, being okay that you're going to take sacrifices for your dream, for the, you know, for your goal and stuff. So I think everybody has to have some type of discipline or routine to do that, especially trying to find like goals and, or to achieve goals, and, you know, and just because like this month or these past months, I've been really trying to get projects done. And for me, by doing that, I have to listen to a lot of music, really, to get inspired. With melodies or hooks, or like recently I was listening to this artist. Her name is Spice Ice, and she's fucking, or sorry, Ice Spice. And she's fucking great. Let me see if I can pull up her stuff. Dude, her shit is fucking rad. But actually, what was weird, or what was funny, she has this track called Munch. It's fucking dope as hell. I thought this version was her original version. And I think I came across of it on Twitter. And this producer by the name of Harris Cole, he made a remix of Munch. And I fucking vibe with it. I was like, bro, this is like some, it was someone in the comments on YouTube was like, this is some like fall shit. Like, it's perfect for the season right now. You know, summer's ending, fall's coming in. It's just got a vibe. You know, it's, for me, I love that kind of loungy remix, kind of like chill, like groovy vibe. And bro, like his remix is dope, but like the original one's dope as well. It kind of reminds me of like that, like in the UK, I don't know if it's called drill rap. I'm sorry, guys. You probably bust my balls in comments, but correct me too. But it reminds me of like the UK rap style. It's like, you know, the beat, just like the rhythm, and it's fucking rad. Let me play the original one, and then let me play you the remix. So this is the original one, which is fucking fire. Shout out to Ice Spice.
You thought I was feeling you? That nigga Munch, nigga eater, he ate it for lunch. Bitch, I'm a baddie, I get what I want. Like, you thought I was feeling you? That nigga Munch, nigga eater, he ate it for lunch. Bitch, I'm a baddie, I get what I want. Like,
that's the original one, and that's fucking rad. She's like dope as hell. I love her afro. It's fucking rad as fuck. She sounds like a dope ass chick. Munch is funny. I got a question. Is it talking about eating ass or eating cooch? I'm like, all right, like what? This is the anthem for cooch eating or ass eating, gents, for a Munch, certified Munch. Shout out to Munches. Okay, cool. All right, so going to Harris Cole's remix, dude. So you listen to that. Go stream it too. Shout out to Ice Spice. She's fucking dope. But this is Harris Cole's remix. Bro, from that to this, I was like, what? Like, let's fucking listen. You thought I was feeling you? That nigga munch. Nigga eat it, he ate it for lunch. Bitch, I'm my baddie, I get what I want. Like, you thought I was feeling you? No, I was feeling you. That nigga munch. Nigga eat it, he ate it for lunch. Bitch, I'm my baddie, I get what I want. Like, get what I want. Bro, that like bass. Like that slap, dude, that's fucking sick. From going from the original beat to this, it's fucking rad, dude. I don't know, it's fucking groovy. I love that shit. That shit that like makes you swing. You just want to fucking skateboard like down the fucking boardwalk. I don't know, it just, or rollerblade. I don't know, it has that vibe of just fucking, you know, strolling, just fucking vibing. The keys, like that, like rainfall kind of jazzy vibe, piano. Like, I can listen to this shit in like in a wooden cabin when there's a rain in the background. I don't know. It just brings me in that zone. I don't know why, but just trying to paint a picture for you guys. But yeah, let me play some more. It's too good to just pause it. Let's keep it a beam. No, they be mad, I'd be on the scene. As too fat, can't fit in a jean. Use my fist, but it's not what it seems. I got that ready, I'm keeping it clean. Fucking with niggas that's toting a beam. Saying you love me, but what do you mean? Pretty ass fucking, you like that I'm mean. That is bitch, how you shouldn't be. If you ain't a body, can't sit with me. I swear that these bitches are my mini-me. Dude, I love that, like, the piano. Like, first of all, the drums is fucking snappy. It's like hard, it hits hard, it's fucking snappy as hell, but like that, like the little like roll offs with the piano, like like it just sounds so sweet. And with her vocals, dude, it'd be sick if these two match up and they collab. They need to. I think her vocal on that, some type of beat like that, it just fits so well. Not saying the other beat doesn't, like it goes hard as hell, but like this kind of centralizes the whole meaning of the song, right? It's very like jazzy, sexy kind of vibe, and I fuck with it so hard. So that's why when I listened to this, I thought this was the original one, and I could tell it was a little off because of her vocal, right? It sounds like her vocal was like, you know, stripped from the original one. So I was like, even that didn't distract me as much, because the beat was so fire on like on the whole thing. And so I was like, man, let me like do some research and, you know, find it was a remix. I was like, oh, let me check out the original one. I was like, oh, this, the original one is fire too. I was like, but this is just like a whole, it brings a whole different vibe to the track. And dude, shout out to Harris Cole, fucking killed it. But this is what I'm saying, producers, like, I'm speaking more for, you know, all producers, like, especially like EDM producers. We want to grab a track like that and make it like dancey or like whatever vibe that you go for. But this is like perfect, because like you listen to the original one and then you listen to this and people are like, bro, this fucking shit's fire too. Like this, if you're able to do that in a remix, bro, hands down to you, because that's hard. That's really hard. A lot of people, especially in the dance world, do not like remixes. If the first track, or sorry, let me correct myself. People do love remixes, but it's difficult with certain type of tracks. Like, let's say, perfect example is Skrillex. To me, I think how Skrillex produces his music is just so perfect that it's really, 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 really difficult for somebody to come in there and be like, wow, they just blew out the water. The only person I think that is probably nearly close to do that is like Habstrack. Like Habstrack just kills every remix that, you know, he does on any Skrillex track, or you know, Joyride too, just because it, but their styles match with that type of style. So But just to flip it, like imagine doing a Skrillex beat and just making like a chill hop, you know, or a chill wave or something like that. I don't know. For me, it's just, it's so hard to do. And so him being able to do that and kind of, you know, changing people's perspectives, because I think that's what's a good remix, to not only put your sauce in it or your, you know, your style to it, but being able to convince people that this, you can create a whole different style, a whole nother look of the original track. And for me, I love doing that for remixes. Typically, you know, there's some songs that you just like, you want to kind of stay in the style because it's just going to make a little bit more sense, or it's just not going to be, you know, too awkward. But sometimes I like that awkward shit. You know, it just, it hits. Some hits and some don't, some fail, but this fucking fantastic. And so, you know, listening to types of music like this is very inspiring. And yeah, just like recently, I finally got some projects done. There was a shitload of projects that were nearly done. They just had to be tweaked either with mixing or, you know, production. Sometimes I had to go back and revise certain tracks. I changed the DB, tempo, or that's the same shit, but key. I had to change the key to certain songs, and it was good. It was in a creative way. And before, a couple months back, I wasn't able to get to that point. I was just like too much in my head. I was like, man, this has got to be perfect. This has got to, you know, I like, you know, sometimes you get in your head with certain tracks because you love them so much how they are, the original ones. But once you tweak it, and once you kind of get yourself out of that and go more in the creative mindset, it helps so much. It just helps. And so, since I got you here and I've been gone for a while, I've been wanting to kind of show you guys what I've been working on. And so here's a track that I actually published it out on Instagram, because I love Instagram, TikTok too, but I just haven't had a good, you know, reach to TikTok. Maybe got to go a different direction, but Instagram, I posted a song that I called it Mice at the time, but I love doing this. So I'll put out a track and just see what you guys vibe with, right? It's good. It's a good thing to do, to see if people fuck with it or not. See people's reaction, especially your close friends or even strangers. Cause you know, I released it and I got a couple DMs and people are like, dude, where can I find this track? And I was like, oh, it's not released yet. It's not done. And they're like, oh, let me know, bro. And it was great. It was a great feeling. I was like, fuck yeah. You know, this is awesome. I'm getting great responses from it. And so, but then I was just like too much in my head about this track. And I couldn't finish it for the longest time. And then like a month ago, I just like, once I wasn't back in my routine, I was like, let me get back to this track. And bro, I finished it one night, got the mixing mastering done. And I think I'm just really proud of this track because of all the shit that I went through, just going many versions of this fucking track. And just go all that like mental strain to finally have him be able to, you know, finish it and complete it is such a good feeling. So I'm quit bullshitting right now. And I'll play a little snippet for you guys. Check it out. Let me know what you guys think.
Loving becomes easy when you see the real me, giving that good energy. Tryna be my best, myself to the test. I'm calling self-obsessed.
Hey,
That's so it's gonna be called Upset, So Obsessed, and that's a little sneak peek. You guys are gonna have to wait to be announced for that release date. I'm thinking of my birthday, just to kind of be like, oh, present for me, present to you, bitches. But yeah, I'm so excited for this track to come out. Still trying to think of like the visual look of it, but. Yeah, I've been so like focused on releasing music that I want to release, and not shit that's like, oh, I need to release, right? I feel like those are two separate things, right? Things that you need to release and things you want to release. So, you know, sometimes you can be influenced to needing a release because you see, you know, all your homies or your, you know, colleagues releasing shit. And you're just like, oh man, I feel left out. You know, I don't feel busy. I'm not, you know, cut that shit. Stop it. Stop. Just fucking focus on yourself. Work little by little. Just be a train. Keep going. Fucking go, go, go. Just keep swimming like fucking Nemo. But yeah, just, it's just one of those things that you just have to keep going. You just gotta fucking keep going. So yeah. That's pretty much it, guys. That's the word that keep going. But yeah, I want to just say thank you guys so much for sticking around. And I appreciate you guys. I really do. It means a lot for just the support and, you know, especially the channel and the podcast and just, you know, you guys checking out my music. And it's really cool because, like, I'll look at my Spotify for artists and I'll still see people playing my music. And I'm like, fuck yeah. That's like, it really means a lot because it's just like, it's like all the hard work that you put in, you know, people are still vibing. Even if you're away for a little bit, it just shows appreciation and loyalty. And so I thank you guys. But yeah, more episodes of the podcast coming back. This is pretty much season two. We're back from the break, and I'm going to do more breakdowns. I'm actually going to do a full breakdown on the Munch remix and just kind of getting more in debt with it. And so look out for that. It's going to be a Patreon only video. It's going to be a snippet on YouTube, but check it out on Patreon. Should be coming out next week. And so just thank you guys so much for everything, and I'll see you in the next episode. And you-